This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his vision is to ensure presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance. The Prime Minister said Eastern India has huge potential in food processing, so the government is going to establish NIFTM in Bihar. The Prime Minister has said that the northeastern states will reach new heights of development through efforts of his government. Speaking at the Jhumoy Binandani program in Guwahati in Assam this evening, Mr. Modi said that there was a time when the development of Assam and the northeast was neglected.
एक समय था जब देश में असम और पूर्वोत्तर के विकास की भी उपेक्षा हुई और यहाँ की संस्कृति को भी नजरअंदाज किया गया लेकिन अब पूर्वोत्तर की संस्कृति का ब्रांड एम्बेसडर खुद मोदी ही बन चुका है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and heads of missions from around 60 countries also attended the show. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi said this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have great expectations from India. Mr. Modi said this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized the goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions for Indian Railways with 100% electrification slated for completion in financial year 2025-26. Addressing investors and entrepreneurs at the Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnav said the next objective is to maximize renewable energy procurement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva, virtually, Dr. Jayashankar said that India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. A group of participants in the Conference for Women Peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Addressing the participants, the President emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. The women peacekeepers are in New Delhi to participate in the first ever conference on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective. India and UK today agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal mentioned that this is an outcome of discussions held between Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister of UK Sir Keir Starmer on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro in November 2024. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi under the youth exchange program Watan Ko Jano. A total of 250 children who are on a visit to New Delhi participated in the program. The conservative Christian Democrats have won Germany's national election, putting them on track to lead the next coalition government, according to provisional results. The outcome means the party's leader, Friedrich Merz, will likely be Germany's next chancellor. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 5 wickets in the Group A fixture in Rawalpindi, Pakistan. While chasing a target of 241 runs, New Zealand achieved the target with 23 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.